We've got 12 minutes after 9 o'clock on your Tuesday.
And we've got some special guests in our studio. Actually, in our studio. We're really excited to have you guys in once again. It's Nick and Dustin from Blanchard Valley Center, along with Danielle. Good morning to you.
Hi, Keith. Hi, Don. It's great to be back here.
Our radio stars, right?
Yep.
We're pretty much radio stars.
Okay. So they are from Blanchard Valley Center, and we're talking about National Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, because that's what March is. You guys have been doing a podcast, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Hello Hancock is still going as strong as ever. We are planning to do, well, considering that it's March, mm-hmm. and considering that March is National Developmental Disability Awareness Month, we are going to be releasing a podcast every week this month to celebrate.
That's great. Dustin, give me some topics that you guys are going to be doing.
We're going to be doing topics about Developmental Disability Month and something about a proclamation thing that Ronald Reagan made in 1987 to bring more awareness with people with disabilities so people know more about them.
As you've been doing your podcast, what kind of things have you shared? What kind of stories?
We've actually did a story with a company called Safe Help. And Safe Help... Safe and Home. Sorry. Okay, thank you. Safe and Home is a company that provides assistance to people who might need a little more assistance, like around the house, maybe taking medications. They also do healthcare monitoring as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And we also did something about, like, they have this program with service dogs that they do at the University of Findlay, Cause for Paws.
Right.
And they, like, train, like, four dogs there so they can help people with disabilities.
That's awesome. Awesome.
No, it is.
You're also doing virtual trivia live on Facebook. Is that going to be happening?
Oh, yes. The next one is on March 18th at 6 p.m. The last show that we did was about 2 weeks ago, and we basically combined normal trivia with trivia about Developmental Disabilities Month. And we had almost 100. We had 100 people watching the show.
Really?
Yeah. And so every person, we had prize questions. And so whoever would get those prize questions correct would get a T-shirt with hashtag inclusion.
Oh, I love that. Do you guys have any more T-shirts left?
I'll have to check with Jim. Do we actually have any shirts? Oh, we do.
I think so, Keith and I would love to wear something like that. That's awesome.
Hey, of course.
Tell me a little bit about the book that is bringing awareness to the local schools that you guys are going to be talking about.
Yeah, so Blanchard Valley Center is bringing awareness to local schools by sharing a book called Susan Laughs. It speaks about people's first language, and it shares some common sign language with students. And if any schools out there are interested, you can give BVC a call at 419-422-6387 or contact info@blanchardvalley.org.
Dustin, do you guys also post on Facebook and Instagram about some of the things that you want people to be aware of?
Yeah. But yeah, we do that.
What kind of things do you post?
Things about individuals' history, about disabilities and stuff.
And I would say that things have come a long way from when I was growing up. Certainly things have come a long, long way for you.
Yep. Back then, things aren't like they were back then. They're better today.
Dustin, what are some of the things that you get to do today that you don't think that you could have done back then?
I get to work on the computer and stuff and design T-shirts and stuff and get out in the community and meet new people.
And have jobs, too.
Yep.
You know, it's awesome. Well, now this runs all the way through the month of March, correct?
Yep.
What other kind of activities will you be doing?
We were supposed to do a celebrity basketball game, but unfortunately they had to cancel it. So they're going to, and so we think about it, we're going to do something on March 16th, like wear your BVC gear to honor the basketball game they didn't have.
I love that.
Did they have the game last year, or that was just as it got started, right?
Just when it got
started.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they're not going to do it till next year.
That's okay.
That gives us something to look forward to then, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, we're going to have a little fun because every day we play Extreme Trivia Challenge.
Oh,
and we're now going to have a little fun. And I think we can also ask your friends that are with you to help too as
okay,
well.
Good, okay, good. Because you guys are my phone friends.
These are not really trivia questions per se, but there are surveys that were done. And see if you can get up the answer. Okay.
That sounds fun.
Question number one. According to a recent survey, 2 out of 3 men feel this gives them more personality. What is it?
What would give someone personality?
2 out of 3 men who believe that they give...
I know there's something I like to do that...
Gives you more personality? What would that be, Dustin?
I'm going to say watching sports.
Okay. No, this would be something... something on their body that would give them more personality.
Shaving?
Facial hair.
You got
Dustin.
It.
Wow.
Facial hair.
Wow, I was
ding,
way
ding,
off.
Ding, ding.
Thank you very much, Dustin.
Excellent. All right, question number 2. 34% of guys say they will ignore this for a few days, hoping someone else will take care of it.
The dirty dishes.
What is it? No.
I is it something?
Laundry, maybe?
Nope.
What were you going to say?
You're all in the same kind of. Oh. It's something within the house.
Your spouse.
Someone give this kid a comedy award.
Wait, it's something that you would have to change. Maybe once a year.
Your car's tires.
Nope.
No, is it the alarm like a battery?
Nope.
Is it your air conditioner?
Nope.
Oh, nope.
Okay, we give up.
Light bulb.
Oh,
light bulbs.
You only change them once a year?
I was thinking smoke detectors, honestly.
I know.
Or something like that.
Most light bulbs last more than a year.
Huh. Okay.
All right, and finally, last one. According to recent statistics.
Is that why men are in the dark?
Yeah,
you want to give her the award too?
Yeah, and the award, we'll put you right up there with Dustin and Robin Williams.
There you go.
All right, according to recent statistics, 13% of people who get this are men. What is it? And I will tell you, it's something that you would normally think that a woman would get.
Earrings?
Piercings?
Nope.
Is their hearing?
Lipstick?
No.
Kisses?
No.
I don't know.
Okay, what you have to explain is that Keith is trying to give them hints.
We're
would it be Botox?
Yes, it is Botox.
Wow.
Very good.
Really?
Dustin, I think I'm going to call you a couple more times when you do this.
Yeah, this guy obviously knows more than me because I was completely in the dark.
I was completely in the dark of the light bulb.
Well, it's because you didn't change the light bulb.
Yes.
Well,
thank
you for coming in and
of course.
Let people know, you know, that all the things you folks do and Blanchard Valley Center is just awesome. Great group of people.
Yep. We appreciate what you guys do on the radio.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate the fact that you have your own podcast.
Yes.
Yep.
And we appreciate the fact that you guys live with no limitations. And that's very inspiring to other people.
You can't let disabilities stop you from doing great things.
Hey, amen to that, brother.
I'm going to put that on a plaque.
That's perfect.
Thanks. For all the listeners out there, you can't tell, but I'm blushing right now.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dustin. Thanks,
for coming
Nick.
In.
And
all right.
Thank
welcome.
You for bringing him in.
All right. We've got 21 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll take a look at the weather forecast coming up in just a moment. Right here on
Classic Hits 96.7.
A flower shop is